A chorus of children chanting Stop Common Core opened the press conference. Senator William Ligon, a Republican from Brunswick, has co-sponsored two bills aimed at repealing the standards. He said the State Board of Education quickly adopted the Common Core, bypassing teachers, parents, and state lawmakers.
I believe that this lack of respect for the proper process of government, for openness and transparency, led to the implementation of inferior standards in our classroom.
The Common Core is a state-led initiative. States can opt in to the standards. However, the U.S. Education Department supports them. They've also tied federal grant money to the Common Core. That's only one reason why Cherokee County resident Conrad Quoyaroli doesn't like them.
I am in favor of each state making their own standards. Not a one-size-fits-all. One-size-fits-all has never worked in the history of the world that I know of.
Others complain that participating in the Common Core will require sharing student data with other states and the federal government. State and federal officials have said that's not true. Common Core supporters will get to make their case today when they hold a press conference of their own. Martha Dalton, WABE News.